I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome. Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here. ChrisAnnHall.com. KrisAnnEhall.com. I am so grateful for the few that we actually have in Washington, D.C., who are watching out for you and me, watching out for our liberty, looking for those who are trying to secretly destroy our liberty without any interference, without any knowledge, without any representation of the people. I am so grateful for people like that, and top on my list is Justin Amash. Justin Amash and I have not agreed on 100% of the things that we have, seen in Washington, D.C., but I would say 99.9% of the time. And the amazing thing about Justin Amash and his staff is I am not a constituent of Justin Amash's, but every time I've had a concern, I have been able to call Justin Amash's staff and speak to them. I can't even do that with my representative. You know, I mean, that's crazy. My representative staff is totally clueless. And the one lady that I could talk to is apparently not there anymore. And I wonder if perhaps she is also unhappy with the direction that my representative, Ted Yoho, has gone. And I'm not going to make any assumptions based on anything, you know, could be something else. But I'm just saying, my representative, Ted Yoho, has lost his way. And I don't know if there's any getting him back. And so we are need to be thankful that, you know, what amazes me is that as I travel the country and I mention Justin Amash, nobody knows about Justin Amash. And I'm sort of curious as to why. I mean, we know about Ted Cruz. We know about Mike Lee. We know about people like that. But what about Justin Amash? The man has been an amazing representative to his people. He has a Facebook page that is not kissing baby photo ops. He has a Facebook page where he informs his constituents and the rest of us, by the way, about every vote that he takes and why he takes it. And he has done that ever since he's been in office. And it's because of Justin Amash that I am able to stay up on a lot of things that are happening. There's no way I could follow absolutely everything that's going on in Washington, D.C. No way at all. And that's why I told my representative, when in doubt, vote with Justin Amash. If you don't know how to vote on something, if you're confused about something, go see Justin's staff. If you don't have time to see Justin's staff, just vote with Justin. I have so much confidence in the way Justin Amash votes that I am willing to take the chance and say, vote with Amash. If we go wrong, it's the 0.01% of the time. And 99.9% of the time, you're going to be on the side of liberty. So vote with Amash. And so I'm following Justin's page. And remember, we have been dealing now for several days. I think we're on day 5 of our NSA flag words. Remember, use your words or lose your words. Don't be a slave. Don't be afraid to speak. Use the words that the NSA has made illegal. And we're having fun with it. I'm publishing 5 NSA flag words a day. But listen, I want to reinforce to you why this is important by reading you a post from Justin Amash from December 10th. You may not have known this was happening. The majority of the public does not know this even happened. Why? Because we're distracted by Ferguson. We're distracted by the $1 trillion spending that the Republicans gave the president. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, because we have some real constitutional issues with what's going on in Washington, D.C. and this $1 trillion spending bill pushed by John Boehner and Harry Reid really, really highlights some big problems that we have. So we're gonna get to highlighting that later. But I want to read to you Justin Amash's post from December 10th. He says, and I quote, "When I learned that the Intelligence Authorization Act for 2015 was being rushed to the floor for a vote, with little debate and only a voice vote expected." And what that means is that they would simply declare it passed with almost nobody in the room. He said, "I asked my legislative staff to quickly review the bill for unusual language. What they discovered is one of the most egregious sections of law I've encountered during my time as a representative." Do you hear that language? One of the most egregious sections of law I've encountered during my time as a representative. It grants the executive branch virtually unlimited access to the communications of every American. Can you believe that? This is why this is important. Your House of Representatives, your conservative Republican House, tried to expand the executive branch power, eliminating the securities guaranteed us by the Fourth Amendment, the due process guaranteed us by the Fifth and Sixth Amendments. And they tried to do it without a real vote. Something where they could just simply declare their vote up or down, and nobody would be held accountable for their vote. This is a floor vote, which means nobody has to even declare that they voted yes or no, so there is absolutely no accountability of your representative on how they voted. Justin continues and says, "On Wednesday afternoon, I went to the House floor and demanded a roll call vote on the bill so that everyone's vote would have to be recorded. I also sent a letter to every representative." Now, here is the letter that Mosh sent to his to the representatives. He says, "Dear colleagues, the Intelligence Reauthorization Bill, which the House will vote on today, contains a troubling provision that for the first time statutorily authorizes spying on U.S. citizens without legal process. Last night, the Senate passed an amended version of the Intelligence Reauthorization Bill with new Section 309, one the House has never considered. Section 309 authorizes the acquisition, retention, and dissemination of non-public communications, including those to and from U.S. persons. The section contemplates that those private communications of Americans obtained without a court order may be transferred to domestic law enforcement for criminal investigations. To be clear," Justin says, "Section 301 provides the first statutory authority for acquisition, retention, and dissemination of U.S. persons' private communications without legal process such as a court order or subpoena. The administration currently may conduct such surveillances under a claim of executive authority, such as Executive Order 12333. However, Congress has never approved of using executive authority in that way to capture and use Americans' private telephone records, electronic communications, or cloud data. Supporters of Section 309 claim that the provision actually reins in the executive branch's power to retain Americans' private communications. It is true that Section 309 includes exceedingly weak limits on the executive's retention of American communications. With many exceptions, the provision requires the executive to dispose of American communications within 5 years of acquiring them. Although HPSCI admits the executive branch already follows procedures along these lines. In exchange for the data retention requirements that the executive already follows, Section 309 provides a novel statutory basis for the executive branch's capture and use of Americans' private communication. The Senate inserted the provision into the Intelligence Reauthorization Bill last night. That is no way for Congress to address the sensitive private information of our constituents, especially when we are asked to expand our government surveillance powers. I urge you to join me in voting no on H.R. 4681, the Intelligence Reauthorization Bill, when it comes before the House today. Do you hear that? Unprecedented support of another executive order. This Republican House is offering more and more support for these unconstitutional executive orders by giving them congressional approval. Official. This is not just absentee approval. This is not just approval by silence, America. This is approval by consent, by law, creating law that's giving this president the authority to do what he did. And only 44 Republicans voted in the House of Representatives. Only 44 of them voted with Justin Amash. I want you to see this. I want you to know what's happening here. I'm going to post Justin Amash's, repost Justin Amash's post on this on my Facebook page, and I'm going to try to tweet it out as well. You need to be aware of this, and we need to be aware of this. You need to know who voted no. I am very happy to say, for this one time, my representative, Ted Yoho, voted with Justin Amash. I don't know what got into him. I really don't. I'm very happy about this. It doesn't undo everything that he's done. I will never vote for him again. But you know what? I'm just very happy that he is finally voting in the right direction on some things. And yet, Congress quietly passes this through. Tried to do it without any accountability, but thanks to Justin Amash, we know who voted and how they voted. It is time for us to use our liberty or lose it. Make sure that you use your NSA flag words today. We'll give you a new list later.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Congress quietly authorizes another illegal act by Barack Obama. Passes the Intelligence Authorization Act of 2015, H.R. 4681, H.R. 4681. Only 44 Republicans voting against giving the president unlimited access to every communication of every U.S. citizen. No warrants necessary, no probable cause, no accusation of any sort whatsoever. Just, I want to see, so I get. In support of Executive Order 12333, Congress has given statutory authority by law for the president to seize every single communication of any American with no due process whatsoever. And only 44 Republicans voted no. This is why I've been publishing these NSA flag words. This is why you need to say your NSA flag words over and over and over again every single day. If you don't know your NSA flag words, you need to follow me on Twitter. You need to go to my Facebook page, because I'm publishing 5 NSA flag words a day. This is important. I am not harping on this issue over and over again because I have nothing else to talk about. There's so much going on, I don't know where to start. But let me tell you what, if we don't start, I'm trying to give you action items. I'm trying to give you solutions. I'm trying to give you ways, easy, simple ways to preserve your liberty. Can you imagine if somebody like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck started publishing NSA flag words to use every day? Can you imagine the immediate effect that would have? Well, I don't have their reach, but I have you. And you can be bigger than them. Start sharing this stuff. I'm serious. I'm heart attack serious here. We're distracted by what's going on, and your government is expanding its power into your house, into your privacy, into your business. And we can't sit back and do nothing. And let me tell you, I am reading you these NSA flag words have been released in 1998, actually leaked in 1998. So there's been no new list leaked since 1998. So if anybody wants to leak me a new NSA flag word list, go ahead and send it to me. I would be happy to be the one that blows the new NSA flag word list out of the water and into the public. But we're going to go through this, and I want to remind you, I'm not making up these words. This is from an official NSA flag word list. So here are your NSA flag words for today. Police. Stephanie. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Stephanie. Locks. Like the lock on your front door, but plural, locks. And I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. Bubba the Love Sponge. Okay? Bubba the Love Sponge is an NSA flag word. Bubba the Love Sponge. And basement. So here are your five NSA flag words of today. Police, Stephanie, locks, Bubba the Love Sponge, basement. I've sort of made your use a little bit easy, because remember, we're challenging you to make little sentences, ingenious word collocations with police, Stephanie, locks, Bubba the Love Sponge, and basement. Doesn't it make you curious how Bubba the Love Sponge gets on the NSA flag word? Bubba the Love Sponge. I don't even know what Bubba the Love Sponge is, but I think it's pretty amazing that the words Bubba the Love Sponge are an NSA flag word. It is time for us to stand in protest. You need to find out if your representative voted for H.R. 4681, granting more executive authority to the President of the United States. Now, let me tell you something. Do you know why they have no problem granting the President executive authority in greater volumes every day? Because the Republican Party understands the big picture. They understand that government changes. And they understand that a new election will come, and they may have a man in the presidency. And then all the power that they have transferred to this president will now belong to the Republican president. See, they're just prostitutes for power. It's all about gaining power. It's all about the big picture. It's because we have a two-party system. We are ruled by two houses in the kingdom, and they just trade seats. And now the Republican rulers know that when their king is on the throne, they can use that power, so they don't mind the other king using it for a little while. It's time to break free from our kingdom mentality, America. Stop being subjects. Some people wouldn't like that I was different. It never really mattered how hard it would be, cause she filled me with love and the strength to leave. She said,
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
If you want to have a really good understanding of how politics works in the Senate and even in the House, these little political games that our parties use, there is an outstanding article on FoxNews.com that came out yesterday. It's called Inside the $1.1 Trillion Spending Bill Battle. It's by Chad Pergram. And I don't know if I'm saying his name right, but whatever. Chad Pergram. I'm going to go ahead and post this on Facebook because this is a really, really amazing article. It is so informative on the political dog and pony show games that they play and why This will tell you why. You will never see Ted Cruz as a viable presidential candidate. Now, I understand Ted Cruz is not a natural-born citizen, so I am not endorsing Ted Cruz as a potential candidate. But I'm going to tell you, this is why you will never see Ted Cruz as a potential candidate for president or anyone like Ted Cruz. Okay? That means Mike Lee, anybody like them. They're calling them the Gang of Four after what happened with their attempt to stop this $1.1 trillion spending bill and the $9 million that we funded a Barack Obama's amnesty. You know, you told Washington, D.C. in a loud and overwhelming voice that you did not want amnesty. They promised you that if you gave them the Senate, that they would stop executive amnesty. And now they've gone ahead and funded it. Absolutely funded it. So how did Harry Reid try to fund the president's amnesty? Well, we know now that right before 11 o'clock on Friday, see, this is how this works. Right before the, you watch it, they'll do all this other garbage on the floor. Oh, this resolution and this recognition and this, you know, T-shirt plan, whatever it is. And then right before the end of the session is when the important stuff comes through. They'll try to sneak it through. And shortly before 11 o'clock on Friday night, Harry Reid came down to the floor to get what's called a unanimous consent to send the senators home for the weekend. Unanimous consent, which is a procedural vote, which would make the procedural vote on the $1.1 trillion bill happen late Monday afternoon and take a final vote, you know, after that. So we want the Senate to go home for the weekend and then deal with the spending bill later. I thought that if we didn't pass the spending bill by the 14th, the government would shut down. Well, the House did. We don't need the Senate's agreement on anything spending. You need to realize that. They don't care whether this goes through the Senate or not. The House has passed this. That's what Article 1, Section 7 says. That's why they're putting this off now, because you see, the Senate isn't important. The House passed it, so the spending will happen. This is just a procedural check, but you understand, we have got to learn this. The House could have defunded everything, and then we'd have been done, whether the Senate agreed or not. But the Senate has the opportunity to send amendments. And Harry Reid knows that if they put it off till Monday, then the Senate's amendments are useless because the spending has already gone into provision. But Mike Lee protested. He protested over the funding of Obama's executive amnesty. And he says, this is what Mike Lee says, right now we're being asked to punt all of our activity until Monday at 5 p.m. I don't see any reason to do this. A sole objection in the Senate can stop a unanimous consent because it's obviously not unanimous anymore. And so because of Mike Lee's objection to the unanimous consent, now the Senate was going to have to deal with this, which means they're going to have to stay in session over the weekend. And so they're going to stay in session over the weekend, and they're mad, right? Because they don't get their weekend off, thanks to Mike Lee. And so while they're now, Mike Lee is now opposing this, the games begin. And so as a way to punish Mike Lee, I want you to notice the punishment here. This is how this mentality works. It's very important for you to understand how the Democrats are now going to punish Mike Lee for his refusal to allow the Senate to have a weekend off. It's very, very telling about how this system is working. Elizabeth Warren and David Vitter crafted an amendment to yank out the controversial Wall Street bailout provision from the legislation. Catch that. They're not punishing Mike Lee. They're punishing the Republican Party for Mike Lee's actions. Because, you see, they want the Republican Party to beat the crap out of Mike Lee. Right? They want the Republican Party to beat the crap out of Mike Lee. Get your own under control, Republican Party. You know very well that you want this $1.1 trillion bill just as much as we do. Why are you letting your little rogues screw up the whole deal? Get your people under control, Republican Party, because if you don't, we're going to, what are we going to do? Yank out a controversial Wall Street bailout provision. Doesn't that tell you something very, very enlightening about the Republican Party? The Wall Street bailout provision is a mechanism that the Republican Party must have fought for, a mechanism that the Republican Party must hold very, very dear, because it's the first thing that the Democrats attacked when Mike Lee tried to take their weekend off. I thought the Republican Party was supposed to be the party of little government, the party that says that the government will stay out of private industry, not about cronyism and government bailouts. Really? I thought that was Obama's fault, the government bailouts. Well, now pay attention to the details and you'll see that when Mike Lee stood up against the $1.1 trillion, the very first attack that the Democrats made on the Republicans was to yank out a Wall Street bailout provision. I mean, seriously, America, your Republican Party is garbage. Absolute trash. A disgrace to this country, an affront on liberty, and a bunch of prostitutes and pimps. That's all they are in your Republican Party in Washington, D.C. Prostitutes and pimps. Just figure out who's selling themselves to the pimps who are out pimping our votes to the big money guys, the Wall Street, the Chamber of Commerce, pimping your votes, and the prostitutes that are working for them. This is why we have to get rid of this party system. If we had no parties, if we had no parties, this would not be an issue. Do you know why? Because they couldn't gang up with this kind of magnitude. They couldn't get under the pimps. There'd be no organized pimps for the prostitutes to work under. Maybe smaller pimp groups. But see, in smaller pimp groups, the pimps would be against each other, and then they would keep each other in checks and balance. But with the big pimp Republican Party, we have way too many prostitutes working for them. And this is just crazy. So the games are now beginning, right? So now, Mike Lee wants to try to stop this $1.1 trillion, and everybody knows both parties wants it. Cloture. Harry Reid is going to invoke cloture. Now, and what happens is when they invoke cloture, which only takes 60 senators, it cuts off any debate on the bill and cuts off any filibusters. And once cloture is invoked, a bill will glide through to a final vote. Now, by rule, one day must pass between the filing of the cloture petition and when it ripens for vote. So, that means the Senate can't halt this debate until Sunday. And because of Mike Lee, there would be 30 hours to burn off. Harry Reid. Mike Lee respectfully requests that Harry Reid modify his request. He wants Harry Reid to modify the request to assure that they would receive a vote on spending limitation amendment that would have a connection with the Cromnibus bill when they convene. Harry Reid refuses to allow a vote on a spending limitation amendment. Refuses. Harry Reid says, I'm unable to do that. Mike Lee objects, which means now they're in Senate until Sunday afternoon when the cloture kicks in and they can vote. And that's what they did. That's exactly what they did. Now, the response from the Republican Party is even just as amazing as the response from the Democratic Party. Alongside Mike Lee were Ted Cruz, Sessions, and Vidor, which is amazing to me. The move outraged members and staff from both sides of the aisle. Several senior GOP sources described the maneuver as ham-fisted and amateurish, wondering openly what the insurrection meant for McConnell as a majority leader next year. See, look, this is what they're worried about. They're worried about their pride. They're worried about their pride. Cruz is standing up against Obama's illegal amnesty. He says, we exercise the leverage as individual senators have to secure a vote. But they were denied. Why? By one man. This is why the way our government operates now is completely unconstitutional. Each and every state is supposed to have equal suffrage in the Senate. That's what Article 5 says. Each and every state gets equal suffrage in the Senate. When Harry Reid can shut down your senator's voice with his own no, that is a violation of Article 5's equal suffrage in the Senate. The way we play senior, junior is completely unconstitutional.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Sessions and Vitter stand as the Gang of Four now against executive amnesty. And now they're being attacked by their own party. Mitch McConnell says he was stunned by their actions. Senator Tom Harkin said former Senate Majority Leaders Trent Lott and Bob Dole would have never let something like this happen. They're not punishing the Democrats. They're punishing Republicans. That's why it's so bizarre. Do you see how this gamesmanship is going? They are turning this now. This is not these four men standing up against executive amnesty in representation of their people. It's about a Democrat versus Republican thing. And the Republicans are looking at what these four men are doing, standing up for your voice. What you demanded at this last election, that there be no executive amnesty. And the Republicans see this as these four punishing them. Senator Johnny Isaacson, a Republican from Georgia, says, I've been to this movie before. I wouldn't pay money to go see it again. See, they're talking about people standing for your liberty and blowing it off as if it's some childish prank. I think this is crazy. Orrin Hatch seethed. The article says, Orrin Hatch seethed. You should have a goal in sight rather than just irritating a lot of people. This is not an effective strategy. Oh, yeah, Orrin Hatch is going to let you know, hey, Utah, you need to get rid of Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch believes that standing for your liberty is not an effective strategy. Hey, Arizona, Jeff Flake is right on board with Orrin Hatch. I failed to see what conservative ends are achieved, Flake says. Flake needs to go, Arizona. Are you stinking kidding me? What conservative ends are achieved? Somebody standing for your stinking liberty and conservative ends are not achieved? John Hoeven, Republican from North Dakota. North Dakota, you guys are usually on track. Time to get rid of this yahoo. Hoeven says, we should fight when we can win. No, you stinking idiot. You should fight when your liberty is in peril. That's when you fight, whether you win or not. When liberty is on the line, you say consequences be as they will. I will fight. You took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, John Hoven. Not fight when you can win. I think this is absolutely, absolutely outrageous. And now we got to get the clergy in on this. This makes me sick to my stomach. Chaplain Barry Black delivered opening prayer for Saturday's Senate session and says, and I quote, "Oh, dear Lord, empower senators to make their decisions after weighing them on a scale of long-term consequences." This is not a man of God. This is a false prophet. This is a dark, dark man who worships under a political altar and not the altar of God. Shame on you, Chaplain Barry Black, and may God have mercy on your soul. I'm sorry, I don't see that part in the Bible, that when evil stands against the gifts of God, that we need to weigh them on a scale of long-term consequences. Hey, Republican Party, it's time to start listening to the people. Hey, people, it's time to start defunding the Republican Party and breaking them up. It's time to destroy the Republican Party. I used to advocate for taking them over. I don't think that's possible. I really don't. We must destroy them now. We must completely eliminate them now. We must do whatever we can to end Republican Party power. And we must do it now. They are selling our souls. They are selling our children into slavery. And they are reaping the monetary benefits from that. May God have mercy on their souls.